What's up, y'all? I'm Mario Lopez. Joining me now on Zoom, bassist, producer, entrepreneur, and my friend, Mr. Randy Jackson. How are you, sir?
What's going down, man? How you doing? Happy New Year, brother.
Happy New Year to you as well. You look great. Again, congratulations, my man. I mean, you got to be feeling great too, right?
Man, I feel good, man. I said to everyone, make me look like Mario.
You there, player. You there. I'm happy for you. And I'm excited for this. You know, we have spoken about it, but the game show Name That Tune is back. You're the band leader. And is this essentially like the show back in the 70s and 80s, but just with updated music? Or how far back do you go with the music? Because I love playing game shows, and I always imagine myself, if I was doing this show, I feel I would crush it. But I'm good from like 70s to like maybe 2000. The last 20 years I could be okay, but from 70s to 2000, I'll be your guy.
You're unlocked.
All yes.
Right. No, it's everything. Listen, we got every genre from back to like the 60s to present day.
Okay.
So you never know what's going to come at you, but that's what makes it fun. Because you got to know the lyrics. You got to know the melody. You got to, most importantly, know the titles and name it correctly, the title.
So the titles are most...
I don't know the title.
Yes, exactly. So the most important are the titles and then the lyrics. And then do you need an artist as well or no?
No, but the title is, because can you name that tune meaning that?
Got it.
Can
exactly.
You get the title exactly correct? Like, I know a lot of music. I'm sure you do.
Right.
You know, but like, wait a minute, what's it called?
Yes.
What was the name?
And then genres like hip hop and EDM have sort of changed our sense of melody, right? Especially in pop music.
Yeah, we got everything, though. We got all of that. You name it, it's there. But that's what makes it fun. So the whole family, everybody can play.
Right.
And you know what I loved about it as a kid growing up, because I used to watch it? You find yourself at home watching the screen, yelling at the TV. That's so-and-so. I know what that is.
Yeah, no, that's the best kind of game show where you can play along. Do you think current songs are harder to guess than the classics? Or is that just because I'm getting old?
I think some of them are, because the choruses are really different. They're not as easy as you would think. They're easy to hum along, because most of the current songs of the last 5-10 years are based around 3 or 4 chords max.
Right.
The older songs, there's a lot more music going on, a lot more melody, but the chorus is more defined usually.
Is that just because, Randy, people have gotten lazy now?
Well, you know, listen, you do it a lot yourself. Listen, radio started it with call out research, where they'll just play that snippet, 10 seconds of that chorus, just a bite of that. But that's really what you're looking for. But often now, the name is not clearly displayed at 10 seconds. Back in the day, they did. I think just writing's changed.
Huh. That's interesting. That's interesting to hear. Speaking of back in the day, I heard your nickname was the Emperor. Is that true?
Yo, Mario, listen, I was one of them, man. You know, we've lived a bunch of lives, me and you, at different times,
yeah,
bro.
Is that a name from the ladies or music, or what's up?
Yo, I think it had something to do with a love thing.
Oh, okay. Okay. There's nothing wrong with that. Again, speaking of back in the day, 25 years ago, you played bass on a session that included Aretha Franklin on piano, Keith Richards on guitar. It's a pretty epic moment. Do you remember a lot of that day?
Yeah, man. Jumpin' Jack Flash, the song of Whoopi Goldberg for the movie.
Yeah.
That Whoopi was starring in, and we shot this video, recorded the song in Detroit. God rest Aretha, one of the greatest ever. And I mean, we had a blast, man. It was like 3 days in Detroit. My boy, Steve Jordan, Ronnie Wood, you know, from the Stones. Just we had a blast, man.
That's awesome.
It was such a good time.
Real musicians. I love that. And what about those early Whitney Houston albums? I mean, you probably knew she was going to blow up and be a star prior to anyone, right?
Well, you know, I used to always say before we even worked with the first song we did with her was How Will I Know? But when I first heard her voice, I said, that's the kind of voice that will never be denied. You may not like her, but you're going to wait till she finishes this damn song right now. She's going to lay it out. You know what I'm saying?
I do. And it's funny, Randy, because there's some people like Whitney and Stevie Nicks. And the reason I say that is there's just something about their voice, and not necessarily like they may have the best range, although Whitney obviously does, but they may not have the best range, but they're just certain voices that are just cool. Right. And they're just pleasant to listen to.
You know, listen, I worked for many years with Miss Mariah Carey. That butter tone that she has is like nobody else. You hear that? That's what we call great singers, that you have a sound that you can identify. It's your brand.
Right.
You go, oh, my God, that's Stevie Nicks. Oh, my God, that's Mariah.
Right.
Oh, my God, that's Mick Jagger. Oh, my God, that's Lil Wayne. Oh, my God, that's Drake. Whatever it is, you can identify right away. You know what I mean?
And another voice just like that is Steve Perry, which, of course, you played with back in the day in Journey. You ever reunite with those guys? You still jam out?
Yeah, you know, we just reunited about a year ago. We're working on new music, a new album. We planned a tour for summer 2020, but, of course, COVID hit and that didn't happen. So hopefully whenever we can get back, we're going to be on the road. But there's a lot going on in that world. And Steve Perry, one of the greatest singers, period, of all time. I mean, Steve, wherever you at, brother. What's up, man? I love you, man. Heat the boy up, man. Let's get it.
God, yeah. And then back in the day when he just had that certain, there was just something about him, right? A little guy with that powerful voice. I know. It's
when
just,
he grew again, up, you know, he's got that phrasing, Mario. He loved the Four Tops. He loved Sam Cooke and he loved the Everly Brothers.
Oh, wow.
That training, that just his approach to it. I mean, just one of the greatest singers ever, man. Yeah. So blessed.
Love it. Love it. I wanted to talk about Idol for a second because it feels like the show hasn't had a superstar in a while. You think it's harder for these younger singers to find traction these days? Are we just in a different era now that it's tough to break out?
You know what I really honestly think, man, is that, you know, TBH, as we would say, Mario. When we were doing the show, people forget that Simon Cowell and I were both A&R guys.
Right.
So what we did was find, sign, and develop talent. Soon as we saw a kid walk through the door, 40 boxes went down by their head. We started ticking them off one by one. Needs a hair makeover. Needs a clothing makeover. Seems a little shy. Soon as they open their mouth for four notes, we start thinking, who are the writers? Who are the producers? What kind of songs? We've got it mapped out in our minds, because A&R guys, that's what we did. So it's one of those aha, duh moments.
Right.
An A&R guy being a judge on a singing show. Not a star. An A&R guy that's their job.
Yes.
That was the difference. So we wanted difference. Our careers and our responsibility was to make these guys work. And when we knew that they were really going to work, these records had to go. They had to sell. We had to find somebody. We had to do anything that we could do to help them along the way. So, you know, our careers were built on that, not on stars on shows selling something and being nice and all. Mm-hmm. Oh, no.
Yeah.
And the reason that people say, well, you guys are so harsh on people, the real world is hard, Mario.
Oh, I know. You're exactly
people be
right.
People calling you 25 names before they mention your real name.
Oh, yeah. Hey, you're talking perfect sense right there. I get it. Randy, before I let you go, I'm going to put you on the spot with some quick questions, quick answers, okay?
Go.
Favorite show you've binged in this past year?
Schitt's Creek.
What's a song you're currently obsessed with?
Currently obsessed with? Huh. Probably still Savage by Megan and Beyonce, the remix.
Okay. Celebrity crush growing up.
Celebrity crush growing up. Man, Mario, what do you got? There's so many.
Give me a couple.
Man, the Emperor can't name just one, yo. Come on, man.
All right, I will put you on the spot then. Proudest career moment.
On stage with Journey, Calaveras County Fairgrounds. Open air, arena, concert, 100,000 people, living, loving life. My first show with them.
That's awesome. And last one, do you do New Year's resolutions? And if so, do you have one?
I don't make resolutions anymore. My only thing is that I want to be better this year than I was last year. And I got to pay the wisdom forward. You know, you learn stuff not to go through it over and over and over. I don't want to be repeating remedial things that I should have learned a minute ago.
I love that, and I'm going to steal that for the future. Meanwhile, watch Name That Tune Wednesdays on Fox. Randy, always great to see you, brother. Thanks so much for checking in.
Love you. Say hello to your wife and kids. Love you, brother. Miss you.
You too, buddy.
On with Mario Lopez.